Minister, there was a decision made by the then Fianna Fáil government in the aftermath of signing of the Good Friday Agreement, the St Andrews Agreement, that our state would provide substantial funding towards the upgrade of the A5 in Northern Ireland. That's a project of particular importance to the northwest of the country and Donegal. Indeed, you would have heard our colleagues, deputies Patrick Copeland and Charlie McConnellogue, speak eloquently about the need to advance that project. What I am very anxious is that a commitment be given to ensure that both the N2 and the A5 projects will be progressed as quickly as possible. The delay in the A5 has not been on our side of the border. It has been due to political difficulties in Northern Ireland and some planning issues as well. But we have to look at our economy now as an all-Ireland economy. The infrastructure in Northern Ireland is deficient. It's a deficit for our economy in the south. Similarly, if our infrastructure is deficient on the southern side of the border, that's a negative for the economy north of the border as well. So we have to look at our economy now in the all-Ireland context, and we also have to look at the provision and the upgrading of infrastructure also in the context of an all-Ireland basis. So, Minister, I would appeal to you to give out a message that the funding will be provided to ensure that there will be no undue delays in progressing the upgrade of the N2 and the A5, which is so important for Tyrone, Derry and Donegal.